Hey, listener, it's Brian Kelly, the Points Guy. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you to check out my brand new vlog. Head over to youtube.com/Brian Kelly and follow along on my crazy travel adventures like jumping out of a helicopter in Colombia. What? And making some awesome new friends around the world while I do it. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday. Once again, youtube.com/Brian Kelly. Remember, getting there can be more than half the fun.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Talking Points listeners, it's your host, Brian Kelly, the Points Guy. As you know, Talking Points is a podcast where I sit down with CEOs, executives, influencers, TPG staff, and so many more to talk all things travel. On this episode of Talking Points, the hysterical and whip-smart comedian and actress Heather McMahon joins me. Heather, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And for anyone who doesn't already, Heather is one of the funniest people on Instagram, so follow right now at Heather K. McMahon. Heather K. McMahan. Now that we have that out of the way, Heather, so we met each other on Instagram.
Yes.
And then I think we first actually met at the TPG Awards on the red carpet. I think there's actually a photo of us.
Yes, like having that embrace.
Oh my gosh. Uh-huh. So instantly we connected. I think we share a lot of the same interests. Food, wine, and then, of course, travel.
I mean, I am truly trying to, like, live my best life these days, and I am on the go. You'll be so proud of me. I just got my silver medallion status on Delta.
And earned the hard way.
And I earned it the hard way. And I'm just like...
Have you ever gotten a gold?
No.
But, well, because before you met me, you weren't a points girl.
No, I wasn't a points girl. I didn't even understand. Like, I've always been a Delta brat, so I just flew Delta. But I never, like, tried to keep up with that stuff. And now that I follow you, I like a challenge. It's a goal. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to book. I've become very brand loyal to Delta, and I've become brand loyal to, like, things that I actually am going to use. Like, I now understand how points work.
Yeah, and you can be brand loyal to Delta and still earn other types of points.
Right.
You know, like, that's what I think some people think, that you just have to have a Delta credit card, but, like, obviously Sapphire cards, Platinum cards, it can make sense to have both. Now, but why do you like Delta so much? So yes, you're based in Atlanta.
I am based in Atlanta. Well, I grew up on Delta. Like, before I even, you know, could form a sentence, I was thrown on, like, a 747. So my grandfather was chief pilot for Delta for, like, 40 years. He won the Dedalion Safety Award in aviation.
Wow.
So I grew up kind of, like, that was just, like, our second home. Now, granted, I don't get any kickback from Delta nowadays. Like,
Did you travel for free as a kid?
No. Well, my parents could, but then as soon as he retired, like, as soon as I was born, we got nothing. And, I mean, they've written, there's been articles about him in the Wall Street Journal about, like, his heroic saving of this flight and all this stuff. But I just have always loved Delta. And here's the thing. When you have somebody who works for specific airlines, like, growing up, he would not allow us to fly certain other airlines.
Oh,
and I
really?
Won't throw those under the bus now because they've either gone out of business or they've been, like, acquired.
Well,
or something.
Then he was obviously right.
Yeah, he would be like, listen, I know the engineers. I know who takes care of those planes. Don't get on those. You know, with Delta, you're probably spending a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest thing. People are always like, well, Delta is more expensive. I'm like, yeah, but I'd rather pay a little bit more to know that I'm getting there the safest way possible.
And also Delta, I mean, I've actually been flying Delta more lately. I know you appreciate me coming to the Delta side of things. But Delta, I mean, they're just a better run airline.
Right.
Like, employee-wise, like, flight attendants are generally nicer.
I got rejected from the flight attendant program.
Are you serious? Oh, I didn't know this.
Oh, yeah. So 3 years.
And you still love Delta.
And I still love them.
That is brand loyalty.
So 3 years ago, I was like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to apply for fun. First of all.
You would be such an amazing flight attendant.
So great. And they rejected me. And
you would be going viral every, like, safety video. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, Heather, enough.
Oh, no. I'd literally be so savage. I'm like, sir, if you don't turn off that iPhone, I swear to God, I'm going to whip off my hoops and crack your neck. Like, I don't play. Put your feet down. Okay. I was in first class, like, 2 years ago, and this woman, I swear to God, got out fingernail clippers
and she
started clipping her fingernails and then threw them on the floor. I lost my shit so bad. I said, are you really doing that right now? It was very calm.
What did she say?
She was like, yeah, I mean, somebody else is going to clean it up. I lost my shit. I said, yeah, some custodian's going to come in here and clean it up. And guess what? That used to be my dad who had to clean these planes because my parents met working for Eastern Airlines back in the day. Oh, my dad, like...
Was your mom a flight attendant?
No, she couldn't... They weren't hiring then. She was a...
gate agent?
Gate agent. And she and my dad met at Miami International Airport in baggage claim. He was a manager. He, like, did grounds, and then he drove the lavatory truck.
So if you follow Heather on Instagram, you'll know Robin, her mom. I mean, she's a spitfire. So
crazy.
When you think about a gate agent,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no one better prepared for that job than Robin.
I mean, oh, her stories are insane. And that's why I like, I'm, I feel like
I bet she disarms people too. Like,
oh yeah. And she would shut stuff down when people would come up and they'd say it, like, it's, you know, she was like boarding people in Miami that were trying to get back to Boston in the middle of January. And people are like bitching about the weather that they're delayed three hours for a blizzard. And she's like, do you not understand? We can't control the weather. If you want to fly into the eye of the storm, that's on you, boo. That's why I've just like grew up with travel manners, and I don't understand when people have meltdowns, especially at gate agents. One, they can't control the weather.
Yeah.
Also, when people are like, well, I'm afraid of flying, I'm like, well, do people not realize that the pilots and the crew want to get there just as safely as you want to get there?
And they actually are trained with degrees, whereas on the road on I-95, you don't know what that person's on. I mean,
right.
So you've never been afraid of flying?
No, and I'm eerily very calm about it. So I grew up in tiny airplanes with my daddy at a Cessna 182, Beechcraft Baron, and a King Air. Like, that family. Where
King Air, that's a big plane. I mean, yeah, I mean, bigger.
Yeah, it's a bigger plane, and that was just our thing. And I know that.
So would you go out on like weekends? Like,
oh yeah, we go to Hilton Head, we go to Charleston. So while everybody else's dad was driving like a brand new Mercedes, we were like, well, we have an airplane, and not in like a real, like, you know, most people are like, was it a jet? It wasn't a jet, but that was just like what.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a cool way to grow
so
up.
So do you think you'll ever get your pilot's license? I feel like it's in your blood.
Well, I really want to. I do.
But then you have to stop drinking.
Exactly. Yeah, and you have to, like, you know, pass drug tests and stuff like that. So I don't know if that's, like, in my future, but if it is, yeah.
So you just got back from Italy.
Yes.
You're going to get married in Italy. You know, you're Italian, but what is it really that draws you to Italy?
Well, I'm marrying the Italian stallion. Well, the funny thing is...
Because your mom's Italian, your dad
My mom's half Italian, Irish. Half Irish, yeah. And my dad's Scots Irish.
Oh, okay, so you're a quarter by blood or so.
Yes, but I just go to Italy and like I thrive there. I studied abroad there in Florence, and so we're gonna get married right outside of Florence near Siena, and I'm just like, those are my people.
Yep.
You know, you eat pastries all day, you're blackout on Chianti by noon. You know, like, it's just a better lifestyle. Limoncello.
So you've got tons of recommendations. Florence, I know you've got some very specific ones for meals and for desserts.
Yes.
Like, and what should people not do in general when going to Italy trying to find the right restaurant? Like, where do you go to get that real local recommendation? Because, you know, TripAdvisor is not really going to tell you it, right?
Yeah, just basically don't go anywhere that has like an American menu on the outside.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, I mean, anything that's an osteria, like Osteria della Nonna or something, anything that's got, you see a grandmother cooking in the back, like, you know it's going to be great. I Perione is one of my favorite places in Florence. Order the balsamic steak that's off the menu. It's amazing. My favorite restaurant in the world is Acqua al Due, and they have one in Florence, and then they have one in D.C. and one in San Diego.
And is it pretty similar to what you get in Italy when you get it in D.C.?
Yeah. It's like very similar. I don't know. I really like Tuscan food. I've been all over Italy. But for me, I love the flavors, and I love, you can actually get vegetables in Tuscany. That's the thing, is people don't realize Italians don't eat vegetables. If you get like a mixed salad, like a insalata mista, it's literally like iceberg wedge. And then with like a little
ice. I mean, it's like water. Yeah.
Yeah. With like corn and like one shaved carrot. So people think that you're getting like broccoli rabe, cream spinach. That's not a thing in Italy. They just eat cacio e pepe and, like, you know, bread. That's it.
And they're not obese.
No one's obese. Yeah. And that's the thing, is like, as a larger woman, I lost 15 pounds when I studied abroad for 6 months. My mom thought I was going to come back like with no neck, you know, because I already have a thick neck. But she thought I was like, my body was just going to absorb my head. And I came back thin as anything.
And with ankles as thin as ever?
I have the thinnest ankles. I just need all the listeners to know that my ankles are so thin, they're about to snap.
Now, when you're traveling, how do you, like, jet lag? Jet lag hits us all.
Okay, I'm not a light napper. Like, when I go down, it might be 4 days later. So I, you know, when people say, like, oh, stay up. No, I have to take a nap. I'm also, like, not a morning person. I don't know about you. I'd rather take a night flight anytime, any day of the week.
But red eyes are killer.
Red eyes are killer, especially because I'm still at the place where I'm still in the back of the bus. You know what I mean? I'm actually in cargo. Like, I'm not at pod life yet. But I'm about to get there. Yeah, I'm getting
there. You're on the cusp. Yeah. But, well, this flight, you couldn't sleep because you were looking at your ring, and there was someone trying to steal your car. Now, was that actually, did you do that for Instagram, or was that actually someone trying to steal your car?
No. Okay. This is so crazy. And this is the first place that I'm telling the story. So yes, if you were following along on Instagram, you saw that I have one of the Ring security systems at my house, my mom's house, actually. And my car was parked outside, and it looked exactly like there was a guy with a backwards baseball hat, like a hoodie on, and he was standing right next to the car. So I'm looking at the live Ring feed, and I'm yelling at him. I'm on the plane connected to Wi-Fi yelling. He's not moving.
Wait, can you yell through a Ring?
Yes, yes. You like talk to them, and I'm like, no. Get the fuck off my property. So then I send the photo to my sister, who's a criminal defense attorney, and she's like, oh my God, there's somebody at the house. I said, I'm in the air. I can't call 911. Can you call 911? So my sister calls the cops. So the cops show up. I'm watching this live from the Ring video.
Talk about in-flight entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm freaking out.
Did you tell the people around you? Did you wake up like the people all sitting around you?
Well, I asked the flight attendant. I was like, is there any way I can make a call in the air? And they were like, no. And I showed them the Ring. So everybody sees this and they're like, there's definitely a man standing next to your car. But so the cops show up. The cops walk right by the guy. And I realized it's a shadow. It's not actually a man standing there. So the cops come up to the Ring. I can see them going around the perimeter of the house. They go in the backyard. They come up to the Ring, and the lady, like, she's like, hey, we secured the premises. No worries.
This is all while you're over the Atlantic Ocean.
All while I'm about to land in Italy.
When you're packing for the airport for a week in Italy, like, what's going in the suitcase?
So I'm a carry-on only kind of girl. I like to move efficiently.
But that means you really – so what shoes do you bring? Because, I mean, that's the big thing with packing. Do you only just bring –
Well, I'm carry-on only, and then I end up buying 3 suitcases when I'm there.
Right.
And then checking everything on the way back. Like, I start off with, like, really strong, lofty goals.
Because H&M is good in Italy, right?
H&M's so good. Whole outfit, H&M Italy. So I pack one pair of really great, like, walking sneakers, which everyone's going to argue with me on this, but I'm, like, a Converse girl. I've got a thin ankle, but a very wide, almost, like, block of cheese-sized foot. So Converse.
But aren't they, like, really flat?
They are flat.
I'm just such a Nike guy.
Okay, but the Nikes are too narrow for my damn foot. In fact, I was at the Nike store in Soho, tried on these Air Force Ones because I want to be cool. The guy literally was like, nah, those ain't for you. He is working on a commission, and he literally looked me in the eyes and was like, nah, girl, it's not for you. Yeah.
So you've got your Converse.
I got my Converse. I bring a pair of, like, heels and then some sort of, like, booty. You know what I mean?
So what's the longest you can pack with one carry-on?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Do you do, like, laundry and stuff? Or?
Well, I mean, I just bought new underwear at Victoria's Secret yesterday because I came straight from Italy to New York, and I'm based out of Atlanta right now, so I literally just went and bought new shit.
So what are the other items? So what, in-flight. Oh. So when, like, you've got your in-flight bag. When you sit down in a seat, like...
I have my turtle pillow. The turtle pillow. So they're from Scotland.
We gave them away at the awards.
And I'm obsessed
with them now.
It's the best pillow.
If you haven't used one, it's like you can put different settings.
It has this, like, weird, almost like neck brace quality to it. But I'm a front sleeper. Like, I sleep face down. So I can just put the little harness in the front and just put my chin down and fall asleep.
And it is comfortable. You can sleep like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you got your turtle.
Yeah, because when I'm in cargo, again, when I'm down with all the, like, the pets flying abroad in a cage, I need to make sure that I'm comfortable.
And what are you comfort? Are you comfort or looking chic now that you're, internet famous / real life famous?
Well, because I'm an airline brat, I do not show up to the airport in
sweats. No Juicy Couture?
Never Juicy Couture.
No flip-flops?
No flip-flops. If you wear an open-toed shoe on an airplane... You're an asshole. First of all, I know enough about flying that, like, it's the airport is one of the germiest places in the world. If you want to change into a sock and maybe, like, a shower slide, like your Adidas slides for when you slip into something more comfortable on the plane, that's fine. But keep your feet covered.
Yeah.
It's wild to me when people get off or get on an airplane, they're sitting in, like, booty shorts. How many other asses have sat in that seat? What are you at? It's a raw seat.
So do you wipe down the seats?
I do wipe down the seats.
With what, like a Clorox?
Yeah, I bring little Clorox wipes. I mean, I'm not OCD about germs. Yeah. I just figure let's start with a clean palette because or a clean slate because we're already going to be, consuming everybody else's germs anyways.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to take a quick pause to hear from our sponsors.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Now, you traveled with your mom. You love traveling with your mom. What are some tips for traveling with a crazy fun mom like Robin?
Bring Benadryl, because you got to put them down sometimes. For sure.
Do you tell her when you give her the Benadryl?
Absolutely not. I go into the galley. I say, hey, Claire, the flight attendant, you and I both know she's lit right now. I need you to put this in. We just have like a system, like everybody knows. The funny thing is, because my mom worked for the airlines, as soon as we get on, and my mom's 71, like a firecracker, but as soon as we get on a flight, doesn't matter where we're going, she's like, just so you know, if you need anything, I used to work for the airlines. Like, it's just like this thing that she does to let people know.
Do you think she gets better treatment because of that?
For sure, but it's also funny because she acts like she's an air marshal.
Like, if Robin could take someone down.
Easy.
Yes, she's no BS.
No BS.
The world needs more Robins.
We sat on that flight to Italy and we laughed our asses off just looking at the ding-dongs that were coming on that plane in flip-flops. And you know what? Listen, these men who wear these gray sweatpants with no underwear, it's inappropriate on a flight. If I'm sitting...
Why? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, listen, everybody likes to look every once in a while, but I need you to wear underwear. Just wear underwear. That's a simple request.
So what are some other rules, you know, that the general public needs to... obviously feed up on bulkheads.
Yeah, that's an absolutely not.
Yep.
Don't bring weird food on the flight. I get if you have certain dietary restrictions. If you're bringing like, you know, hot spicy chicken, if you're bringing a tuna fish sub, like so just be courteous to the people around you. It's also wild when you see people just put their trash on the ground.
Yeah.
It's just common courtesy. It's like we're all sharing this airspace.
Why do you think that is that the minute that people step onto that tube that all – or do you think people in general are just –
Well, I think people in general are just the worst. But also, when I grew up, I mean, I'm only 32 when I grew up. But, you know, being with family that worked in the airlines, traveling was a luxury. It's not a luxury anymore. It can be a luxury, but it's basically like Greyhound in the sky. That's why I won't fly Spirit. I won't fly Frontier. I flew Frontier on my way back from Vegas. You know, like that witching hour in Vegas where you're like, I just gotta get on a plane and gotta go.
Yep.
So the only flight I could get on was like this Frontier flight. I was like, how bad can it be? It was a red eye Frontier. Oof. You're basically on lawn furniture. Literally. You know, like I got out of the seat and my ass had like the imprint from when you sit on like a wicker chair out by the pool. That's what I had.
Well, because you were wearing booty shorts.
I was.
Tell the truth, Heather.
I was out there for work. Don't tell my fiance. And then when I flew Spirit, I saw two women actually get in a physical fight before we were about to take off. They had to be escorted off because they were going down to like the Georgia Florida game in Tallahassee. And I was like, just kill me now. It had Subway ads in the overhead bins.
Did they serve Subway on the flight? That would be a positive, wouldn't it?
No, they didn't serve Subway, but it was like, and I had to learn this the hard way. So you buy your ticket for what, $75? You're like, oh, this is dirt cheap. I just need a one way from like Baltimore down to Atlanta. And then you get on and they're like, oh, you want to bring a Tic Tac on the flight? That's $50. Oh, you brought
you want
a
sit?
Yeah, you want to sit? That's $64. You got a purse? Oh, you got a purse and a pair of sunglasses?
The flight attendants have like adding machines.
Yes. And then these two women got in a fight and then water wasn't free. And I just said, this was not worth it. I was like, what was this? I should have paid the $350 and flown to better airlines and just been able to like bring my carry-on on.
As my dad always said, cheap is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were just talking, there's a lack of women in travel. There's a lack of good travel TV shows, period.
Yeah.
And especially women and fun travel. So your dream travel show, what would it be?
It's called The Best Life with Heather, and I'm looking for producers right now, so just putting it out there. No, it's just, you know... When I was on my trip to Italy, people were like, I never want this trip to end because it's me being like honest and real. You never see women on travel shows unless they're like, so I'm taking $30. I'm going to stretch it. You know, No, can't you just send me to like Thailand and see me hungover?
Yeah.
You know, getting a Thai massage. And then I end up with like six new bridesmaids, the lady who just rubbed me down. Like that's the travel show.
One of my best, that reminds me a year ago in Koh Samui getting this woman. I know she looked at me because she was 4'8". And I'm 6'7".
She's like, this is a challenge.
And she cracked my back so hard, it reverberated across the lagoon. It was one of the best massages ever.
Absolutely. I love being a chameleon. I thrive in awkward situations. Like, put me in some tiny town in, like, Macedonia, and I'll figure it out. I'll end up running for mayor. You know, that's just kind of how I like hustle.
Now, you love Turks and Caicos, so I went twice last year.
It's my favorite place
on
the earth.
So you're staying at Waimara, which looked stunning.
Yeah, and they just built new villas, and they're unbelievable. So Turks and Caicos, I've been going down there since they had, like, limestone roads. It's different than all the other places in the Caribbean because Grace Bay, specifically where Waimara Resort is, it's protected by a natural barrier reef. So there's, like, no waves. So it's perfectly
and
calm.
And the water, why is the water so blue? Like, is there a reason for it? Like, it's like Maldives when
it's crystal clear. There's no intense waves. It's just
The locals are nice. It's easy to drive around. There's a little dinky casino.
There's a dinky casino.
Love.
Yes.
The Conch Shack.
Conch Shack, man. You got to go to the Fish Fry. The Fish Fry on Thursdays. I go to the Fish Fry and literally live my best life. Last time I was there, they had a band. It was a local band, and they were playing the song. She's fat. She's wild. And I was like, "This is. Can I walk down the aisle to this song?"
Like Tatiana.
And that it's just like the Caribbean way. Yeah. Nobody cares. Everybody's in good spirits.
It's a very Heather McMahon kind of island.
Right. If you can't cure something with some ceviche and some rum punch and a speedboat, I don't need you in my life.
Wise words. Mm-hmm. So where are you dying to go that you haven't been? Where are you going to go on your honeymoon? I mean, you get married in Italy.
We're getting married in Italy. Jeff wants to do the French Riviera, and I'm going to sound like such a snob. I've done it. I want to hit those. I want to do Sicily. I want to do Southern Italy. Not just necessarily like Positano, Capri. I want to go to the other side. Puglia. I want to do all those.
So nice.
I want to do those little islands down to Lecce and Bari. I want to do that.
So who's going to win out on this one? Like, I even need to ask a question.
Well, I mean, I always do. Doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I like crack the whip with him.
And that's why the Italian Stallion is the man.
Right.
All right, Heather, are you an aisle or a window girl?
Aisle for life. I will have a panic attack if I'm in near the window.
Don't you like looking out the window?
No. I want to look at it when I get there. I'm also 5'9", okay? I cannot cross my legs in an economy seat. I can't. I have the longest legs on the planet.
We've got to get you in that pod life.
I need the pod life. I mean, I hope I'm going to start getting upgraded because I'm silver medallion. I'll be platinum by the end of the summer, I swear.
And now that you've been on this podcast, anyone at Delta, Heather McMahon, I can provide you with her Sky Miles number.
Yes.
Direct message me. Heather, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I like to leave it open for any self-promotion. What would you like to self-promote today?
Follow me on Instagram, Heather K. McMahon. And I have a movie out called Family. Just came out in April, and you can see it nationwide, starring Taylor Schilling and Kate McKinnon. So go see it.
Go see it right now. Heather, thank you so much for joining us, and safe travels.
Thanks.
That's it for this episode of Talking Points. A huge thanks to the hilarious Heather K. McMahon. Again, I'm your host, Brian Kelly, and this episode was produced by Margaret Kelly and Caroline Chagrin, with editing by Ryan Gabus. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. Special thanks to Christy Matsui, my legendary assistant. And if you've been enjoying Talking Points so far, thank you. And please leave us a good review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode may feature offers that are subject to change and are offered by our advertising partners. ThePointsGuy.com is a free website, so we do advertise in order to generate revenue. For a full listing of our advertising policy, go to ThePointsGuy.com/advertising.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.